Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie today, as we are every Monday, although usually we're reacting to a Dolphins game and reacting to a Hurricanes game. Tonight we're actually looking forward, or, you know, using phraseology that's commonplace but maybe not appropriate for this particular season, but we're looking forward to a Dolphins game tonight on Monday Night Football. Channing Crowder doing the Dolphins pregame show, and so Zach Duarte is with me here at Twin Peaks in Davie. And every day around this time, we do 15 minutes of heat. We're going to head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Dave Hyde, sports columnist for the Sun Sentinel. 15 minutes of heat today brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Heat hosts the Hawks tomorrow night at the American Airlines Arena. Hello, Dave Hyde.
Hello. What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, you know.
I was curious. You're looking forward to the Dolphins game tonight. I'm wondering if the nation feels the same sentiment.
I can guarantee you the nation is not feeling the same sentiment. I think the nation is going to be watching for voyeuristic purposes tonight only. This is a dud of a game nationally. Although I was saying this at the beginning of the show today. You know, Monday Night Football for me, I mean, for, you know, and I watch Monday Night Football. It doesn't matter who's playing. To me, I love Monday Night Football. I love the old Monday Night Football theme. I think back to the old days of, you know, Howard Cosell in the booth, and it means something special. This is one of the stranger ones. We're going to talk heat in a sec, but this is one of the stranger ones, right, where your team is on Monday Night Football, and it's hard to really figure out how to feel tonight.
Imagine broadcasting this game. How would you – I'm curious how they're going to treat the Dolphins, because we haven't heard a – you know, most of the time the Dolphins game's been gone to about 2% of the country. I'm curious how the national broadcasting is going to treat this whole tanking concept.
As like, I think they treat the Dolphins as an oddity. I think like we're seeing the rare pipsqueak bird through binoculars. You very rarely get to see something like this, and so the nation gathers together around their television sets like back in the 50s and goes, look at what we're seeing. That man's going to walk on the moon. Look at what they're putting out there as an offensive line.
And do they second guess, say, oh, hey, well, they're trying to lose, so that fits, right? Hey,
yeah, but you know what? There, I mean, I think that thing is oversold too, where the Dolphins get criticized for it. There's some really bad teams in the league this season, and the Dolphins happen to be one of them. I mean, it's you know, it'd be very Dolphins to plan this season and then get out-losered by someone. Like that would be very Dolphins.
If they go 0-16, if they go 0-16 and don't get the number one pick, it's the worst 0-17 season. I mean, what would be worse for the Dolphins? And I'm serious. The inside the team, they want to win a game. I there's no doubt about it. They don't want to go 0-16. They like to win a game but get the number one pick. But what's worse for the Dolphins, going 0-16, or also watching the Patriots romp on their way? What are they, 7-0 now, 8-0? I don't know where they're at. And coming down to your place and going for an undefeated season in your stadium. I don't think it's going to come to that, but right now we're those are the two storylines in the sport.
That would be – wow, I would be torn on something like that. I don't know what I would root for there.
What
right?
if the Dolphins were 0-15 and the Patriots were 15-0?
Right. I don't know what I would root for there.
Oh.
That would be, well, at least it would give us a little drama.
I think we
drama.
Just wrote Dave's next article.
Yeah, it'd be drama there. All right, let me get into the Heat here.
Yeah, the good news is the Heat, right? And the Panthers won, but the Heat shows some interesting things, I thought, this weekend.
Well, we do 15 minutes of Heat here. You have to be impressed, right? For the Heat's first three games, and we talked about this earlier, they're 2-1. There was no Jimmy Butler, no Deion Waiters, and they went into Milwaukee and beat a Milwaukee team with Giannis playing. I think it bodes well, no?
Yeah, and you saw... Look, for all the talk about Tyler Hero, and you see why, you say, you know, he's a very nice rookie. Might be, you know, if they redraft by the end of the year, if what you're seeing, he'd go a lot higher. And yet, Kendrick Nunn looks like a polished 24. Hero looks like a very talented 19-year-old and obviously going to contribute a lot, but Kendrick Nunn looks polished. Like, where did this guy come from? You know, I mean, The surprises, and teams try to do this. The Heat have tried to do this all the time, to remake the roster on the fly, and the Heat seem to have done it with some good youth. So we'll see. I'm curious. Look, they got this whole new culture. The old new culture is the old culture. What do they do with Deion Waiters and James Johnson at this point? I'm curious to see how Pat Riley deals with this.
Dave, I'm looking at a situation that the Miami Heat are not necessarily facing now, but may face down the road when Chris Silva eventually is going to have to go back to the G League, or the Miami Heat are going to have to guarantee that contract. But it's going to come down to a decision where the Heat are going to have to guarantee his contract, and somebody else is not going to be able to be on this roster. And I look at a player like Udonis Haslem, who's not contributing on the floor, and Chris Silva, whether or not you believe in the stat or not, has the highest PER on this team. It does mean something because he's contributing meaningful minutes in every single game. What do the Heat do in this situation where
not suggesting the unsuggestible, are you?
Well, I mean, let me ask you a serious question. What have they gotten from Udonis Haslem on the floor in the last 4 years? I'm asking a serious question. Like, I get it. He's an extra coach. He's an extension of the coaching staff. But he provides you absolutely nothing on the floor to the fact that they're going to an undrafted rookie off the bench instead of him.
You're actually going to question keeping Udonis Haslem on the roster. Wow.
Well, I think we've all questioned
man,
it in
right?
the offseason, haven't we?
I know. Look, we all know what he brings, right? Which is the 15th guy on the roster is a veteran presence and a enforcer, for lack of a better word, of the way to do things right. And now, does there come a point when that's not worth the 15th man on the roster? Maybe, but my whole point is, are we really going to argue about the 15th man on any NBA roster? And I get it. Look, if Chris Silva's that good, he'll be playing himself way higher than the 15th man of the roster. But, I like to think there are issues that of the Heat that are going to be more important than who the 15th man on the roster will be.
Yeah, I would kind of agree with you on that. And I think, too, after three games, to be worried about what's going to happen with Chris Silva. He was fun to watch. Certainly the opening night, he had one of the seminal Heat moments. But I think you're right. Like, there's going to be more pressing issues. Deion Waiters is one of them. You mentioned it there, Dave. And then in your Hyde 5 column in the Sun Sentinel, you kind of wrote, it's time for the Heat to deal him, right? And it doesn't really matter what you get in return. He would have incredible value, though, if he would accept coming off the bench as a sixth man, wouldn't he?
Oh, well, you talk about the ultimate second guess. What was he thinking? He has to be thinking, what was I thinking? With Jimmy Butler missing these first three games, he would have had a great chance to make impact on these games, you know, as much as anybody else. And so he really cost himself a chance to wedge himself into this Heat season, you know, and make Eric Spoelstra really play him important minutes. And now it's like, oh, we don't need him, you know, and they don't need him. And not only don't need him, they don't want him at this point with the attitude that comes with them. So the question becomes, what now? You know, they've sort of exhausted their ideas here, which was suspend him a game and then don't let him come to the team for a weekend. We'll try to trade him probably. And now the question is, do they bring him back or do they just tell him to stay away?
Yeah, it's a weird situation. You're right. Had he not gotten himself into that, he would have showed out in the first three games. He really would have.
Yeah,
Dave Hyde.
He has to be thinking, what an idiot
yep.
I am.
Yeah, although I don't think he's got that gene. I don't think he's thinking that. Dave Hyde, who's a columnist for the Sun Sentinel, is with us. You can read his work at sunsentinel.com. Spo seems fired up about this season as well, too, right? Runs out onto the court. Saturday night, he gets into the action. Then last night, he's throwing that finger around at every official on the court. There's a resurgence of Heat culture again this season. Is that the way you take it?
Yeah, and we saw them get away from it the last couple years. And with Waiters and Johnson being overweight and getting the big money and not playing the same and of course, Hassan Whiteside, the nightly mystery of what's up with him. So, yeah, and I think Spo sees that. He sees a lot of young guys who want to be, you know, led in the right way of how the NBA should be played and how the Heat play. You know, he had a quote the other day. Was it yesterday that, we don't do time management. We're the Miami Heat.
Yeah, like, we don't do load management. I saw that on your Twitter feed.
Yeah, wait a second. Dwayne Wade was load management the last 5 years of his career here in the Big Three. So, but his point being, hey, we go all in. You know, he's telling the young guys, look, don't leave anything out there for tomorrow.
Dave, obviously we're going to see Jimmy Butler get back in the rotation, and from what we've seen through these first three games, you know, if you do the A plus B equals C here, the Miami Heat could potentially really be a top three or four seed in the Eastern Conference. But do you think that when Jimmy Butler gets back into the starting rotation, that it takes this team some time to adjust to that new rotation, or is it a situation where, hey, they plug him right in and they're firing on all cylinders? Plus, the schedule is really tough to start the next 7 to 10 games.
Well, yeah, but I think it's all a new rotation right now, isn't it? Even without Butler, with him or without him. I mean, they had three games without him, but they had five new starters from last year's starting, you know, opening night. And look, at opening night, I asked Spoelstra, look, realizing Jimmy Butler is going to miss some other games, what adjustments did you have to make? And his answer was, hey, look, this is a whole new team to me. There's no adjustments in game one because – I was going to have to adjust anyways. So, and I think that's sort of the take that they don't, you know, they're not down to a set pattern of Ray Allen's going to come in at the 8 minute mark, or, you know, Dwayne Wade's going to sit out the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. And I don't think we're there yet. So that's part of the intrigue here is can they keep this energy up and all that, even with adding Butler. I'm curious to see how these young guys, look, they're used to play. They're not used to 82 games. They're not used to playing 3-4 games a week. So we'll see, you know, where their energy level is in a few weeks.
Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. All right, 50 minutes of Heat. Let me just segue back into football here for a second, since you got Dolphins on Monday night tonight. You see anything that would lead you to believe there's a Dolphins upset in the making?
No. In fact, just the opposite. In fact, you know, there is a sentiment, well, Pittsburgh's 2-4, and they don't have Ben Roethlisberger. So, I mean, you could draw that scenario. You could run with that. But you look at why they're 2-4. They've lost three games. Their last three games, they've lost by a total of 9 points. And they're three pretty good teams, you know, who's a Baltimore, and I can't pull them off the top of my head. But they're three pretty good teams. And so, you know, it's a very physical Pittsburgh team against a Dolphin team. Look, we're all talking baby steps and progress with the Dolphins because of really, what, one quarter, for the last five quarters, they looked like a real NFL team almost. And yet, so for that, they get orange slices and participation trophies. But we know what they are, right? I mean, I've never seen a roster like this. I've never seen, you know, repeatedly people being signed on Wednesday and starting on Sunday. And you know, it's that's sort of the MO of this team. And, you know, they trade Kenyon Drake and people are up in arms. Oh, my God, why did They just got a six-round pick for him. Why didn't they keep him? And what do they think the market for Kenyon Drake was? I mean, at best, a fifth-round pick, and at best, that's what this draft pick will be. But but to have it happen on a game day and sort of if you're on the team, you're probably rolling your eyes a little. Okay, there goes another one. So yeah. But I can't drop a scenario of them winning.
But you're excited though, Monday Night Football, right? I mean, that's something special, right? You sit down on the couch. What's the Dave Hyde plan for tonight?
Yeah, the Dave Hyde plan. I'm not in Pittsburgh, so I'll be watching from the couch. But I gotta admit, you know, that when was the Dolphin bye week? 2 weeks ago, and then last week I watched a lot of football. And whenever I know the red zone's been around for a while, but two of the last 3 weeks I've watched it, and I feel like I am a junkie of a junk food junkie or something, because I've had my full of football, and so I'm watching because it's the Dolphins. But look, to be honest, if I saw, you can drop some other nameless bad team against another nameless bad team, I probably wouldn't watch much of it. So I'm curious what the ratings will be nationwide on this.
I have a feeling this is going to be, if not the one of the lowest rated Monday Night Football games of the season. As a football junkie, though, because I'm the same, and I sit there all weekend, doesn't matter who's playing, I have taken an unbelievable amount of joy in watching the Jets implosion. Have you found yourself taking a weird amount of joy in that?
Yes, and now, in fact, to the point I'm watching it yesterday, I'm thinking the only thing that would make Adam Gase happier than running the score up on the Dolphins next Sunday, because they play next Sunday, right? Yeah, at Hard Rock.
Yeah, this is a very big week. It's FSU week and Jets week.
But the only thing bigger than for him to run up the score big would possibly to lose to the Dolphins and ruin their number one overall pick.
I was saying to Zach at the beginning of the show, that would be unbelievable if the Jets ended up with a worse record than the Dolphins, because the Dolphins beat them a couple of times.
It's not going to happen. They're the Redskins, the Bengals. We're fine.
The Dolphins are going to really have to want it coming in. And look, Xavier Howard, your knee's hurting, right, for the next 2 months. It's hurting. Rashad Jones.
Right.
Your chest or knee or whatever, stay down. Look, they play the Jets twice. Buffalo's not all that. I know they have a nice record, and they're coming in. And then there's that perilous December run against Cincinnati and the New York Giants. The Dolphins play a lot of winnable games coming up.
It's going to be scary if this season doesn't turn out the way that we wanted it to. Dave Hyde, columnist for the Sun Sentinel. Read his work at sunsentinel.com. Thank you for making time for us, Dave.
All right, Hawk. Thanks, Zach.
There you go. 15 minutes of Heat. By the way, you can hear every Miami Heat game right here on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket. It starts with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show hosted by Zaslow and Tommy Tighe. That's an hour before tip-off. And then following the game, it's the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat postgame show. So the three-time world champion Miami Heat every game right here on The Ticket, including tomorrow night they host the Atlanta Hawks at the American Airlines Arena.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.